This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Hi, geeks, and hello, world. Do you remember me? Well, if you can't, maybe you can remember this.
Hi, geeks, and hello, world. It's nice to see you again. This is General Vinasagan, and this is Tech Enclave, the Global Geek News Patrol.
I am General Vinasagan from Tech Enclave, and I just want to say congratulations to Tech Webcast for reaching its 200th episode today. You know, it is amazing. Tech Webcast is an audio technology podcast that has been running for many years now. I was part of this podcast since the very beginning. Of course, so many people now are participating in the show, but knowing that the show has reached its 200th episode, my God, that's quite a lot. You know, it just amazes me. I just want to commend my homie. And the one that runs the TechCast, he's from Melbourne, Australia, for working hard. I know exactly how difficult and challenging it is to come up with an episode, with a podcast. You have to spend a lot of time preparing, you know, for the content. Especially in this podcast, you get to talk to or you get to listen to. You know, people from different parts of the world talking about the latest in technology and how these technologies affect our lives. So it's not easy to come up with that kind of the show. It requires a lot of time to prepare to come up even with a single episode. Again, I just want to congratulate Brad of Tech Webcast along as well with all his partners in the show, all the people of Tech Webcast, all the listeners of Tech Webcast. I just want to say, keep listening to this audio podcast. As you know, as we know, this is almost like a platform where people who like technology, who wants to be aware about what's going on in the technology world, to you know, come together and discuss about the latest, you know, latest gadgets or the latest news about the current technology. So I encourage everyone who watches this video to subscribe to Tech Webcast. You can visit their website at www.techwebcast.info, and I believe you can also subscribe to this podcast using your iPhones or your iTunes. You know, just search Tech Webcast and then hit the subscribe button, and that's it. And you will just download all these their episodes. They release one episode per week, so you will always have fresh content about, you know, what's going on in the world of the technology. You don't have to be a geek to appreciate this podcast, you know, because they also invite people, you know, from different walks of life to share their views about the you know, what's the latest in technology. And this is what I really like about the show. You get to, if you have the chance to participate in the show, you will know that this show, you get to talk to different people from around the world, even people from the tech industry itself. So I look forward to hearing more episodes. I hope that your show will continue to endure the test of time, and you'll continue to put up great content for everyone who wants, you know, are interested to listen or just interested to know about the latest in technology. So congratulations to Tech Webcast and all the people involved in the show, and have a great day, and I look forward to your 300th episode. Again, it's good to be a geek. Man, it's good to be a geek.
You should be. It's horrible. Administered beatings to nearly 3,000 clients.
Well, that could be quite difficult.
Your computer is about to crash. Place your tray and seat backs in their upright positions. Place your head between your legs and kiss your keyboard goodbye.
Oh, well.
When I stop, we'll file out. Take cover fast.
Sounds like a really crappy plan, but okay.
those and many things you don't want to happen. So tune in to the Tech Webcast, right here with your hosts, John and Brad, coming to you from Australia. Tech Webcast, everything tech-related, with your tech geeks, John and Brad. And now, here is Tech Webcast.
That's how it is. Just completely crap, just random stuff, just random shit.
It's very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 200 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 4th of August, 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Our usual hosts in today, we've got Brad, Jason, Jody, Steve, and a bunch of other people as long too. And this is our 200th show.
Hooray.
Good afternoon, Brad.
Jason, how are you, mate?
Big 200.
Yes, it is. Yay. Where's the sound of claps?
Where's Steve's crowd applauding?
That's fail, Steve. So
how you been doing? All right.
Yeah, good, man. How you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Been playing some more Minecraft. Currently house sitting for a friend, but I popped home to do the show because they have aeroplanes flying over all the time and make too much noise for the podcast. But
good stuff. Now we got some more messages coming up from Dylan Lewis and also from Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads.
Yeah, we'll look forward to those.
Looking forward to those. So we've got guests on today. We've got Bryce. Hey, Bryce.
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm going well, mate. What have you been up to the past 2 million years?
I've just been keeping myself busy, but I haven't had that much time for making videos and stuff. But right. Hopefully I'll be returning to that soon.
Good stuff, mate. Can't wait. Now you got the Nexus 7, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
How do you like it?
It's really good. Really good for a tablet of that price. I think we'll discuss it later in the show because I don't actually have an app.
Oh, you don't have an app? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We got Paul back on again. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you going, Brad?
I'm going pretty well. Hey, sir. How's yourself?
Oh, not too bad.
And what have you been up to?
I also got the Nexus 7.
Nice. Okay. We'll also talk about that as well. Get your view on that as well. And also, we've got Brian.
Hola.
Hello, Brian. And you also got a Nexus 7 as well.
Yeah.
This could be
a new cool case.
Oh, nice.
It has the. That takes advantage of the secret magnetic on and off switch on the device.
Cool. Good stuff.
I notice nobody's got a Nexus Q.
No, I wouldn't. I would want one, but I want to kick it though.
They're Google's giving away free because nobody wants them and they're terrible.
Okay, cool. And also we got Vincent.
Oh, they're redesigning it.
Yeah. Well, also we got Vincent Brown on. Hey, Vincent.
G'day.
G'day, mate. Welcome back to the show. You've been on the Tech Webcast as well, haven't you? Is that correct?
Yep, I have. Yep.
That's good on you. And also we have got Jacob Jones back on.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing. I'm happy about this.
Good stuff. All right, we'll have a chat to you in a minute. Also got Nick Woods as a guest from Colour for Facebook. Hey, Nick Woods.
Hey, Brad. How's it going?
I'm well, mate. I'm well. And also got JD Rains. Hey, JD.
Hey there.
Hey.
How are you, Brad?
Good. I'm great. And
episode
also,
200.
I know. I can't believe it. Hey, big lot of episodes. And also got Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up? Am I still cool even though I don't have a Nexus 7?
Yeah, you're still cool. Well, you are getting one, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, eventually, yes.
Yeah, eventually, yeah. But you are cool as always. And also a big thank you to Steve for doing for the past video as well for the past few months.
Go, Steve.
Yeah, good, Steve. And Jason, let's jump into a bit of news first, and then we'll have a chat with Nick.
Cool. Sony, LG, Panasonic, Samsung, and Sharp are under pressure from the competition regulator. They're going to stop marketing TVs and Blu-ray players that cannot connect to Wi-Fi networks as Wi-Fi ready. The five leading vendors will amend their promotional material after concerns were raised by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. While some smart televisions and Blu-ray players sold by manufacturers can connect to wireless networks, others require an additional adapter or dongle and are marketed as Wi-Fi ready and wireless LAN ready. The dongles cost an extra $100 to $120. A consumer complained to the ACCC after taking their new TV home, only to switch it on and see the message reading, wireless USB device not found. Insert a wireless device into the TV's USB port and try again. The ACCC visited retailers and ultimately sided with the consumer. Now the TV makers will be prevented from using those terms in their promotional material or website without clearly informing consumers about the need to purchase an additional Wi-Fi adapter. ACCC Chairman Ron Sims says the consumers should now be confident that any claim of Wi-Fi ready or wireless LAN ready means exactly that. The ACCC considered the term ready when used in promoting audiovisual products is widely understood by consumers to mean the product is capable of accessing Wi-Fi without the need to purchase any device. Facebook's latest figures showing growth in global users also suggest as many as 83 million may come from dubious sources, duplicate accounts, pages for pets, and those designed to send spam. Facebook members grew to 955 million at the end of the second quarter, but some 8.7% may be dodgy, the company said in its quarterly filing with the US Securities and Exchange Commission. There are inherent challenges in measuring usage despite our efforts to detect and suppress such behavior, the social network said. It said duplicate accounts, when the same user maintains more than one account, may represent some 4.8% of active users. Another 2.4% may be for a business, group, or non-human entity such as a pet, and 1.5% are likely to be undesirable accounts that use the accounts for spam or other malicious activity. We believe the percentage of accounts that are duplicate or false is meaningfully lower in developed markets such as the United States or Australia, and higher in developing markets such as Indonesia and Turkey, Facebook said in its filing. We're continually seeking to improve our ability to identify duplicate or false accounts and estimate the total number of such accounts, and such estimates may be affected by improvements or changes in our methodology. And two of the world's largest poker companies have agreed to pay hundreds of millions of dollars, some of it to be reimbursed to online gamblers, to settle US laundering and fraud charges. The online poker sites PokerStars and Absolute Poker will pay $731 million in compensation to consumers who claim they were defrauded in online games. As part of the agreement, PokerStars, which is based in the Isle of Man, will forfeit $547 million to the US government and will acquire Full Tilt Poker, which is based in Dublin. The $547 million will be available to victims of PokerStars activities, and another $184 million will be made available from PokerStars to foreign victims of Full Tilt Poker site. The agreement, approved by a federal judge, settles investigations by US officials into money laundering and related charges. And that's the news for today.
Good news, Jason, as always. You got any views on that, Steve, on them stories, mate?
Yeah, with the wireless ready, so I don't know, sometimes it's a little confusing, being maybe Wi-Fi aware versus Wi-Fi ready, having to buy an additional equipment, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, right. It's a bit hard to say that one. I mean, when I got my TiVo, I just said to them how much for the wireless adapter, and they're like, oh, you know, we'll just chuck it in for nothing, don't worry about it. So I was happy.
Nice, good stuff. Yeah, I actually bought the wireless end adapter for my TiVo from the US, and it works great.
Yep.
So much faster. We're using a wireless end adapter on a wireless end modem as well. It's connected, so it's really good. Sure. What about you, Vincent? Any view on them stories, mate? Any views?
No, not really, no.
All right. Okay. All right. Anyone else got a view? Bryce, got a view on them stories, mate?
Yeah, I don't think that Wi-Fi ready, the argument for that consumers don't really know. I don't know. I mean, whenever I see Wi-Fi ready, I mean, you kind of take it as a given that it's probably a marketing ploy, and that it's doesn't actually have Wi-Fi built in, but rather it's ready for Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But at least that's how I view it. Whenever I look at something that says Wi-Fi ready, I generally understand that it doesn't have Wi-Fi built in, but it's ready to accept Wi-Fi.
Yeah, definitely. All right. What about you, Jody?
Actually, I have a comment about the Facebook story, sure. And it's interesting that Facebook has had such a meteoric rise in the number of people. The numbers have grown to an astounding level to where it's, I believe at this point, tantamount to being the third largest nation in terms of population. But when you take into account all of those fake Facebook accounts, you're talking about a country the size of Egypt. And I think that's the tip of the iceberg. I bet there's a heck of a lot more accounts that are fake that are going to be discovered. And I wonder from a stock investor standpoint, and also from the standpoint of longevity, what that's going to mean for Facebook. Personally, I think, you know, they've probably reached kind of the top of their curve of growth. And I think that now that these things are starting to be discovered, it's going to continue to slide down. I think the stock now is somewhere in the $20, $21 range, when initially it was launching in, like, what was it, the $38 range?
$38.
So I'm concerned from an investment standpoint, but also from the standpoint that I wonder how much of what they used to create the foundation for that was not necessarily accurate, and how much more of this kind of information is going to be discovered.
All right, good stuff. All right, Jacob or anyone else got a view on them stories? Paul, you got a view on them news stories?
I got one for the...
good.
You got, okay, Jacob, what do you got, man? Go quick, get me quick.
Yeah, I don't like that idea that the TV people are saying on the box is Wi-Fi ready, but don't tell you ahead of time that it needs a dongle.
All right.
Or a switch.
All right, good answer, good answer. All right, we got Nick Woods from Color for Facebook. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
How you going,
Welcome
mate?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the 200th episode.
Yeah, thank you. Excited to be on.
Good stuff. Now, tell us about Color for Facebook. How did it all get started, and what is the app do? And that's fun stuff.
Well, our company has kind of a funny history. I'll give you the short version.
Sure, go ahead.
So we actually started the company to make video games, mobile video games, which is a long, far distance from where we are right this second. And we got sort of into photos from their sort of roundabout way, and we sort of had an interesting initial release of our product. We had raised a lot of money and got some good and bad press, and we kind of regrouped a bit and decided to go all in on the Facebook side of things. And so we came out with Color for Facebook, which is right now a really great way to take a look at Facebook photos, and to the piece that we're focusing a lot more on is to broadcast live to your friends sort of what you're up to sort of in your day-to-day life. So sort of live video broadcasts, and that's sort of something we're working a lot more on right now, I guess.
Love it, love it. So how many people work at Color for Facebook?
We are at Color, our company is just Color, and we have Color, around, we're kind of in the mid, I would say it fluctuates a bit, but we're probably somewhere in the mid-30s, 30s to low 40s, somewhere
Very
in there
cool.
right now.
I have to say, Bill, who works at Color, I think he's the, what does he do? He's the owner, isn't he?
Bill is the CEO,
yeah.
And we have a pool of. I'm actually one of the co-founders as well,
okay.
And we and that's what he does.
Good stuff. Yeah, he actually showed us a tour of his office. Very nice office inside. I have to say, very nice.
It is quite nice. Yes.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. All right, Jason. Any questions?
Yeah. If I have a live broadcast with Color, how do my Facebook friends watch it? Is it posted to my wall and they can see it on there in the timeline, or do they have to get the app, or how's that work?
So today the live broadcast can only be viewed on the mobile device. So if your friends also have the app installed on either iPhone or Android, they get a push notification if they haven't disabled them. They get a push notification right when you're about to broadcast, and they can jump in and see you live. On Facebook, we actually post right now after you finish, so that you can edit or choose not to post or anything like that.
Okay, so it will store it on the device and then upload it to your server and then post it to Facebook if I wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty neat. So you've got a bunch of servers there that people contact each other through, and that manages most of the hard back-end stuff?
Right, and actually the video, since we're actually streaming it live, it's sort of a one-to-many broadcast. By the time you're done, most of the video, or all of the video, should already be on the server, so there's no sort of waiting around at the end to upload the video or anything like that.
It looks like it has a very clean and easy to read interface. Is this the first launch, or have you gone through a couple of versions of iteration?
We've been through a few iterations on this version, although I would say the user interface is fairly similar to the first version of this, of Color for Facebook, we put out. But we are working right now on some really interesting new user interface in a bigger rework. So
cool. Can we get some hints on what's coming up with the app? Or?
I could say a few things. I'll say, just an hour ago, I just built and shipped put a new version in the App Store. So,
nice.
Stay tuned for that for a week. Hopefully, Brad, it fixes some of your networking issues.
Yes, I know. I hope it does. I hope it works out of 3G. Because I know for a fact we've been chatting about this, haven't we? We've been trying to fix this, haven't we, for the past
month? Yeah, I put in a few things just for you in the app. So hopefully we'll take care of some stuff. But I would say one of the things that we're looking at, we have photos and we have videos in the app, and I think that Facebook is doing a lot more with photos, and I think we're going to step back a little bit more from photos and try to really make the video and the broadcast part a little more prominent is one thing we're going to look at. And also, I think we're going to look a lot more at public content as well. So, you know, people like yourselves that put out a public, you know, a public podcast that want to do more public, create more public content, we're going to focus on them as well.
Cool. All right. Good stuff. Steve, any questions?
Actually, Jason took mine. Once you, you know, broadcast the video, I get, you know, you upload it to the server. I mean, I was hoping it would save video somewhere, but it seems to already do that.
Yeah, and so that, and also locally on the iPhone, it saves it on your. You at least get a copy in your camera roll as well if you want the video for later. Just, you know, probably obvious, but
it does it in two places: the server and the device.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's very handy. You could probably use iMovie on the iPhone or iPad to edit it afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
What's the size of the video? Is it the full megapixel of the device, or do you just keep it to the screen resolution because that's the biggest anybody's going to watch it anyway? And so, does it use up much bandwidth quota for people when you're broadcasting live?
Yeah, so right now we actually, I would say good and bad, we actually stick to sort of the lowest common denominator resolution that will work well over 3G networks. So, you know, even if you're over Wi-Fi, we sort of broadcast at kind of a 3G resolution right now. So we're working on some interesting things to broadcast an even higher resolution. So right now it's below the screen resolution, but something you'd expect from kind of a 3G broadcast, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Even a 3G broadcast is even better. I don't mind watching video over 3G. It works great.
Yeah.
It's really, really clear. All right, Paul, any questions for Nick?
Not as yet, no.
Okay, Bryce, got any questions for you, mate?
No.
All right. What about you, Brian? Any questions?
Do you have any plans, or are you contractually limited to Facebook? As in, do you plan to ever get on Google Plus?
It's an interesting question. Actually, we are looking at, I would say, so for now, Facebook had been very much our platform that we were built on. We read from Facebook, we write to Facebook, and then we use our own system. We're definitely stepping back a little bit from that, using Facebook as a great discovery and publishing platform, but we are starting to integrate other systems. So Twitter, you know, look for some Twitter integration soon. Google Plus is not out of the question either. You know, sort of whatever we think makes sense, I think we'll definitely be willing to look at for sharing and things like that.
Do you know what sort of do you know what sort of bandwidth and quota this will take up when it's being broadcast?
Oh, I'd have to look. I mean, it does depend on the video itself, because different videos, depending on if you're moving a lot, actually video takes more bandwidth. But it's I think we broadcast at around 200 kilobits per second, something like that. So 20 kilobytes, so, you know, something around there is our current broadcast rate. But, you know, we're looking at possibly doing more over Wi-Fi, less over 3G, really tuning it more. But it's around there right now.
All right, Jacob, got a question for you. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah, when I try a podcast from my iPod, it has no sound. What? Why is that?
It is a very good question. Right now we have, and this is an interesting contractual piece, not as much as a software limitation. We have a deal in the United States with Verizon, which in exchange for sort of cross-marketing and promotional work from them, and we're actually being pre-installed, for example, on the Galaxy S3 in Verizon's network. In exchange, we actually, in the United States only, don't have audio for non-Verizon customers at the moment. But the challenge with it is that iPods and non-phone-based devices don't have the ability to easily detect and easy ways to get around checking. So right now we're sort of contractually limited, although we hope that that will not be the case forever here, but that's sort of the current state of our contracts.
Good stuff. All right. Jason,
is that like a exclusivity launch for Verizon or something?
Yeah, you can sort of look at it like a, you know, just like the iPhone was originally on AT&T over here in the States. It's sort of Verizon gets our product with audio in the States, and sort of we're doing our best to make sure that we don't let people get it out of band. Although you send me an email, I can probably help you out. But
All right. Do you have any promo codes you'd be able to give away on our show either now or later on? Or give send to Brad anyway in an email.
So any promo
codes? Is it free or paid app?
Oh, it's a free app right now.
Oh, okay, so free app, need promo codes.
Yep. Great app. I love the app. It's a great app. It's a great design, and yeah,
pretty good for free. Yeah,
it is very cool. Vincent, got any questions, mate?
No, Brian used my question. I was just wondering if it was, you know, what if it was open to a wider audience than just Facebook users. Currently it's not, is it?
Currently it is Facebook users only, but very hopefully soon, not too far in the future, we're going to open it up even wider.
Excellent.
Yeah, that'd be great. Jody, any questions?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to say that I really enjoy using color. What I find that I like about it most is that it's very convenient to just start a broadcast. And it seems like when you start a broadcast, your friends jump in and they can watch. So it is social.
It is.
What I'm wondering, though, is it seems like when I use it, it times out after, I don't know how many seconds it broadcasts, but it doesn't seem like I have an ability, or at least I haven't found an ability, to control the amount of time that I broadcast.
Sure.
Is that something? Yeah.
So right now we have, and we did it for a few reasons. Right now we have a 60-second time limit on broadcasts. You can hit the X in the corner to stop it whenever you want, but you can't go over 60 seconds. And we did that for now. I hopefully we'll increase that even further in the future. We sort of did it to encourage people to take shorter clips of things instead of, you know, like a half an hour show or something like that. But I think that as we move forward, you know, sometimes people want to broadcast for an hour, might as well let them. So we're looking at that.
Yeah, I think it's great for 60 seconds. That's a good time, I reckon, like a minute or something, like an hour. I don't know, it's stupid.
A bit like with YouTube, where you start off with 15 minutes on your account and then later on they can upgrade you to something bigger.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, except, I can see an opportunity for it to be used as part of podcasting. So if you have a following and you want to show unboxing, you know, or you're waiting in line at the Apple Store for the latest release of the iPhone.
That'd be good.
You know what I mean? To incorporate that as part of something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I think we sort of started by trying to encourage these really short clips, but I think the more that people use it, we realize that there are many use cases out there. And sometimes even at a concert, you want to show an entire song and you can't fit it all in 1 minute, you know? So I think it's definitely something we're looking at. Hopefully we'll be able to do that in the, you know, in the future here.
Right, and not that we want to violate any copyright laws or anything, but...
Yeah. Of course.
I got one more question.
Have you ever thought of, being able to group videos based on the geographic location? So if there's a few people at the same place broadcasting similar times, that they'd be able to see each other's feed of the same thing being filmed?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we were just talking about that today. The first version of Color that we put out... before we were into Facebook, actually, we spent a lot of time working on location-based services and trying to let you take pictures with people nearby and let you discover people nearby. And when we moved to the Color for Facebook version, we've done less with it, but we would like to do much more. I think local discovery would be great. I would love to see what's going on in Australia right now. It's, you know, it's nighttime in the States. You know, I think both would be really, really cool.
Hell yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, be good. Brian, you got a question.
Yeah. I have Android. I'm looking at the Android app, and I have T-Mobile. So, is it? And you know, I'm going to be honest. I haven't used it yet, but so you can only broadcast it. You know, that can be seen, or is it going to be, or can it be recorded? I don't know if you said it before, but you know.
So on Android, right now,
because basically, you know, it's the whole Verizon thing that. Yeah, it kind of puts me off as a T-Mobile user. So
yeah, no, I agree. As a developer myself, you know, I would like everyone to have audio and have the full experience. So I think hopefully we'll see what we can do about that sometime soon. But right now it broadcasts without audio, and I believe on Android it is not saved locally to the camera roll, only on the server. So it's a limitation for now, at least. Yeah. Mm.
Yay. Paul just joined.
I would have thought the idea that Verizon would have would be to have audio only and no video. There would be less use, less hit to the network as well for others, but I guess that doesn't really matter.
All right. Any more questions, Jason or Steve or Jody?
Well, you know what? I just wanted to say that I think it's one of the few apps that I really do use periodically. I mean, some apps you load and you just don't use them. This is one that I recommend.
I think
it's effective and it's clean and it works really well. And I appreciate your developing it.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, thanks, Nick.
Thank you very much.
Great up, Nick. And Steve, any more questions?
Oh, no.
All right. Brian or Vincent, got any more questions for him?
Nothing I can think of right now.
All right. What's Nick, you want to hang around, mate, or you want to go? You have to go.
Oh, no. I might hang around for a bit. I might say I dialed Megan in on the line. Maybe she might say hi if she's still on it or not.
Sure. She
still on here, Megan?
Hey, Megan. Hey, Megan. How are you? Welcome to the show. She's a legend.
Yeah. This
is cool.
Megan's also been a color here forever. And we're actually getting married next month, so that's another exciting.
Congratulations.
Exciting bit of news.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
Right. Won't be too long before you have a color baby.
Yeah.
Wow, that was wrong in so many ways. Oh, man. Boy, am I glad that this is an Australian podcast. Wow, you get shut down immediately.
Jumped the shark on that one.
Where do we find color on the internet and Twitter and things? Crazy.
We have our website is just color.com, both the U.S. and British spellings. We also have facebook.com/color and twitter.com/color. So pretty easy to find us.
Nice. All right, good stuff. Go ahead, Jason. Yep, what are you going to say, man?
Everyone, check him out.
Yeah, check him out. Yeah, thanks, Nick. You want to hang around a bit?
Yeah, I'll stick on the line. I think Megan's off, but thanks so much, and I'll hang out and listen to the rest of the show.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. All right, Bryce, you got the next seven, mate.
Yeah, I did. I picked it up last week, actually. I didn't get around to putting the video up, but I did record a video, and I'm probably going to do a review as well. But
sweet.
Yeah, so far, I really like it.
All right, and what about you, Paul? You got one too, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually got it on pre-order, so that came out. So the one thing I have to say, in comparison to the Galaxy Tab I have, it's probably blow away in terms of the price tag and everything else.
Yeah,
it's probably the most fluent Android device I've ever used. So I can't seem to get it to lag at all, which is absolutely amazing for a Android device.
What's the best features you guys like about them?
I like the size of it. Size are good. Me personally, the screen's good.
Is it like 7-inch or something?
Yeah, 7-inch. Yeah.
That's
why it's a 7. Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think about iPad Mini's 7 to 8 inches might be coming out?
Yeah, that could be cool.
Apple lawsuit in
Did
the
you
making.
Get it?
Yeah, I probably may get it. Yeah. What about you, Jason? Would you get one?
I don't know. I'm quite happy with my iPad 2 at this stage.
Yeah. Yeah. So Bryce, what do you think of the Next 7 and the iPad 3? Have you gone back to the iPad 3 or have you not used it since you had the Next 7?
No, I really love the iPad 3. So I still use that as my main tablet. But the Nexus 7 is really good. And like Paul was saying, it's really hard to get it to lag. It's really fluid.
Yeah.
It's a nice experience, and especially for its price point, it's really good.
Definitely.
But the iPad 3, I mean, with its Retina display, it's really good. I love it. So
definitely. Have you had any issues with your Nexus 7? Any like breaking and stuff on the side and stuff, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, no. People were saying they had issues with it, but I haven't had any issues with it so far. It's been good. So
yeah, I agree. Mine's been great too. I wish they had TV shows and stuff, but there's no TV shows on mine.
Oh really?
On the Play checked. Store. On the Play Store. Anyway.
You live in Australia. They don't want
that
you
sucks.
To have it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, Google's restricted those services.
Yeah, when's that going to come in, do you reckon, Paul?
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to worry about that because I have access to that. But
oh, you do? Okay.
Because I have access to pretty much the entire Google Store, but that's fine. But as far as I'm concerned, I reckon they should have it because it would be a good market, and plus. In Australia, it's pretty much an iPad-dominated country. So,
yep, definitely.
And we have pretty much all the Apple services available here rather than Google's restricting it to just the US.
All right. Okay, let's play a message from Dylan Lewis and then we'll come back and have a chat with Jason about the past episodes and guests that we had on. Let's play this.
Yo, what's happening? What is up to my homies doing? Tech webcast, big ups and mass congrats. Forgetting to where you at. 200 eps, man, that's so rad. Yous are sick, yous are mad. Tech Webcast is the real shiznay. Happy birthday for your double century. Respect. One love. From Dylan Lewis.
There you go, Jason. What do you think, mate? Was that good or bad?
He is the maddest guy I've ever heard.
I agree. He's a great, that guy. Now, he's been on Tech Webcast for past episodes, and he's a great guy.
Yeah.
What's your highlight been so far, Jason, for the guests and stuff? Who's your been favourite so far?
I quite enjoyed Scoobalizer, yeah, and Schwood. They were pretty cool. I guess Kelly was nice as well.
Oh, yeah, Kelly Lewis. Yeah, same. Yeah, Robert Scoble, Kelly good. Lewis, and...
And we got another big guest coming up soon.
Yep, from Tweet. That's Tom Merritt.
Oh, Tom Merritt and Patrick, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, that's it. Tom, yeah, and Patrick Norton. Yep. Yeah, they're coming up too.
A couple of good ones coming up. Definitely. Big superstars.
Can't wait. What about you, JD? What's your highlight been so far?
My favorite?
Yeah, your favorite. Your been highlight so far.
You know, I have to say that every person that we've had on has added great information. I like the color app, so I'm going to vote for Nick.
Yeah, I agree.
But everything that we've done, I think, you know, and people who haven't listened to the past episodes, I would encourage them to go back, because every single episode, even if it's an app that you haven't heard of, there's great nuggets of information.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. What about you, Steve?
I don't know. I think some of the newswomen have been on here, like Sarah Hill and
Amy Woods.
Yeah, Amy Woods.
Okay. All right. What about you, Bryce? Have you got any past episodes, mate? You probably haven't had time to listen, have you?
No, I haven't had much time. But I was, obviously, I was on the earlier podcast. We had some good guests on then.
Yeah, we did. Definitely. We did. We had, I can't even remember that far back. What about you, Jacob?
Just listening to the show and watching Steve. Sometimes his pre-show going a little silly.
Yeah, that's great. All right, what about you, Paul? You got any highlights for the Tech Webcast?
Yeah, that show when Hermione was on, all that sort of stuff. Oh, yeah, Hermione. Pretty good.
Yeah, she's cool. Yeah, she's cool. Yep. Anyone else, Brian?
I'd say the best guest on Tech Webcast so far would be me.
All right, okay.
And especially the episode where I actually did the hosting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did too. Yeah, that's right. You did.
That was when we had Sarah Hill.
That's it. Yeah, you did too. Remember that. Great show. Great stuff. And what about you, Vincent? Any highlights, mate?
I enjoyed the one that I was on with Dylan Lewis. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. I was wondering if you were able to dig up some past episodes, like when the iPad was introduced.
I can't remember that when that was on.
Okay.
I don't remember that. Rather than
guests, I was wondering if you had like epic moments of like, you know, technology milestones, like
probably the iPhone 4 when it came out, when we chatted about that, or the new iPad, you know, the iPad 1 when that came out. And I actually remember when Paul did an unboxing on that, Paul, when you're on your Ustream.
Yeah, live thing.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. You're actually pretty stoked about the iPad 1.
Oh, hey, yeah. I wasn't acting. I was actually blown away by it. The first time I actually held an iPad was, it blew me away. So
couldn't believe it.
Hey, remember that video that they did comparing the iPhone with another one, and it got like a million hits on YouTube? Which one was that?
Not sure about that.
Yeah, that was like a really big, I thought it was a milestone anyway.
Yeah.
I think they're comparing like the iPhone and another one. It had something to do with speed, but I thought it was very unique. It was one of your friends, I think.
Was it? Okay, I'm not sure.
From my tech website, I think.
Okay, all right. Oh, well, Vincent, let's go into your app. You got an app you want to talk about, don't you, mate?
Yeah, all right,
let's jump into that.
Okay, well, it's an app called Chirp for the iPhone, although you can use it on the iPad as you can with every iPhone app. And the thing about it that I find really interesting is that it's an audio way of sending stuff. So it's, you could liken it to the audio version of QR codes. So the idea is that you're using microphone instead of your camera. So, for example, right now we're on a podcast, so it's a sort of an ideal situation where there might be someone listening at home. If they could go and get Chirp while they're listening, and I'll give them like 30 seconds to do that while I ramble on a little bit more about how cool it is.
Yeah.
I've got a couple here I've arranged, so I'll just fire up my Chirp app.
Okay.
And I'll give you a little tiny bit of a demo here. And if any of you guys have your Chirp app installed already, just pull it out and fire it up. Because what we have is, I thought I'd make a cake for the 200th episode of Tech Webcast.
Nice.
So I thought if anyone would like a slice, I'll just send it through here with Chirp.
Okay.
Cool. So fire up your Chirp and start listening.
Okay, so we can't actually play that because that's going to come through the podcast. So
yeah, that's all right.
So can you
ready? Listen.
That's the point of it.
Okay, go ahead, yeah, Vincent.
Just stop talking.
Phone's okay, downloading.
That was one.
Whoa. Wow, look at that.
Nice.
That's a yellow cake.
I didn't get it.
Very nice.
Got a lot of candles around it.
Okay, hang on, I'll send another one. Okay, be quiet just for a second.
Yay!
Hooray!
That looks like the one on the website.
Sounds like something from Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send you one last one. All right, hang on.
Didn't get that one.
Okay, well, that was actually an audio. So, you know, you're not limited to just sending pictures. You can send URLs, although all of those first two were images, and the second one was the MP3 of Dylan Lewis's rap that we just heard.
Yep.
Cool.
Very cool.
So you're not just limited to pictures. You can send anything over it. And basically what happens is it turns the image or the URL or the text message is sent to Chirp servers. They translate it into a chirp, an audio beeping noise, and then they send that back. And so when you listen to the chirp, you're contacting the chirp servers, and then they're giving you the URL that's associated with that chirp.
Very cool. That's pretty cool. I downloaded after I heard somebody mention it on Leo's show last week.
I knew you were going to say that.
I was going to actually recommend the Chirp app last week, but we skipped doing the app of the week stuff, so... You're lucky.
I thought that might happen because last time I was on and I suggested one that I'd picked up on the Twit podcast the week before, and you said the same thing. Yep. So you're obviously a Twit listener. They featured it on two of their podcasts, actually, so they must like it. But I thought it was a novel one because it uses sound, and in this day and age we're sort of glued to our screens all the time, and we forget that the audio is also a very useful medium.
Yeah, it's a great way to share things. I think it's fantastic.
Definitely. All right. The app. So, Jason, you got an app of the week, mate?
Oh, hang on, sorry. Can I just say, if any of you didn't download that app and missed out on that piece of cake, you can go and get that directly from techwebcast.info.
Cool. Yep.
I'm on the phone right now.
Good stuff.
Rewind on the podcast.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Jason, got any apps, mate, you want to talk about?
Yeah, I've got one from www.turfgeographyclub.com.
Cool.
And it's a little app called Turf, which is a bit of fun. It's a bit like Monopoly, but you're checking in with Foursquare-type check-ins.
Okay.
They've got a description on the front page. Turf is an awesomely great free-to-play iPhone game that epitomizes the epic struggle between human and environment, formerly man versus tree. Imagine a world beyond ours, a mirror universe, where you are the owner of your favorite establishments and wealthy beyond belief. An ever-evolving domain where you earn coins for visiting real-life locations, take them over, build on top of them, and collect rent. Beware your fellow geographers who want to take your sugar. So it's a bit like Monopoly in that when you check into a place, first you have to spin a wheel, which will determine whether you win or lose, and you can do that a few times until you win that place, and then you can put a rent price on it so that when other people come past to check in, they pay virtual currency rent to you for it, and then they can try and take over the place. You can build extra stories virtually in the game and that sort of thing. So it's a bit like Foursquare, but a little bit more fun because it's sort of got the Monopoly aspect added to it.
All right, very cool, very cool. All right, check that out. Is it a free app, Jason?
Yeah, free app from turfgeographyclub.com.
All right, cool. And also, I got one as well. Telstra put out a new iPhone app called Telstra 24/7. Have you seen that one, Jason?
Yeah, you've had it for a while in the beta, but now it's gone live, right?
It has, mate. It's a great app. If you're a Telstra customer with your iPhone, I recommend getting it. You can check your balance, pay your bill, recharge. That's sort of good
stuff. Do a live chat?
Live chat, yeah, and check your local stores around where you are and stuff.
Their live chat is the best way of contacting them. You know, you can do it online through a web chat thing, and they're very quick and they're on the ball to be able to get your stuff done. You don't have to sit in waiting in line for too long like you do with a phone. Or you can open a window in your browser and load that up, and if they're busy, you can do other things until it pops up and says, hi, there's somebody here to talk to you. So I think it's fantastic.
Definitely, yeah. No, it's a great app. You can check your balance, and if you're on prepaid, you can check your prepaid balance and that sort of stuff and recharge from it and stuff. It's a really nice app.
The other update that I got is Mountain Lion.
Oh, nice. Okay, how do you like that?
Yeah, it was $20.99. It looks pretty much the same, but it's got the notifications bar on the side, which is great because Growl, who are going to be a bit annoyed because they were the notifications app before, started charging for their app, which I didn't want to pay for the upgrade. So I've got an old version of Growl, but now I've got this notification center. I won't need it. Sweet. Everything syncs to the cloud. If you open up an app to create documents and things, it creates them in the cloud straight away unless you tell it not to, so that all of your devices can sync those documents down to them whenever you use them on the device as well. Cool. And you can log on to any computer into your iCloud account and straight away all your documents and things are there, so that's pretty good. And they got a new security system gateway, which will... when it first gets installed, it's set up to only allow you to install applications either from the App Store or from a developer who's got a certificate to make sure that you don't get malware. But if you get software from elsewhere, you can still open it and say, yes, I do want to open this, and I know that it might be dangerous, but I trust this one. So it's a really good system to cut down on viruses and malware getting onto your computer.
Good stuff. All right, Paul, do you have an app you want to mention, mate?
Google Currents. I have to say that is a brilliant app. It's like Flipbook, except you don't have all your social media.
I love Flipboard. Flipboard's
the best. In the way of your RSS feeds.
Yeah, yeah. I reckon Flipboard's best. But best, that's my book anyway. But you rock Google Currents.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much, from what I can tell, the best experience on the iPad 3, as far as I can tell. It's really, really a good app on that. It blows away pretty much the Android version of it in a lot of ways, but I don't know why that happens, but everything else is really good on Google Current, as far as I can tell.
Good stuff, mate. All right, Bryce, you got an app you want to tell people about?
I don't actually have one as of yet, but I was just, you know, you were talking about Telstra's before.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, has anybody here tried 4G in Australia?
I have. I've actually got 4G MiFi.
Nope.
Yeah, I got it. I'm using 4G right now on this call, and it's amazing. I've had it for a while now. But
are you using the 4G MiFi, Bryce?
No, I've got just the USB stick that you plug in.
Okay. Is that the black one?
40 megabits a second down.
Yeah,
yeah, brilliant. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I got one of them too.
It's like 1 megabyte a second. Ridiculous.
Pretty cool. All right, Jacob, got an app, mate?
Yeah, the Weather Channel app.
Yeah, what do you want to say about it?
Well, I like what they're doing. They keep updating it and fixing it.
I personally like
Before the screen was kind of bland.
Yeah, I personally like the Weather HD channel, the Weather HD app, personally. Better on my iPhone, looks better. All right, Nick Woods, have you got any apps you want to recommend, mate?
Oh, I'm trying to think of anything interesting I've used lately, but
Color for Facebook.
Yeah, Color for Facebook. I will always recommend. You know,
definitely. definitely. All right. Steve, you got an app you want to mention, mate?
Yes, I do. I actually just covered for my show, which is the if you got Time Warner Cable, you can get the TWC TV, and it allows you to use your mobile device to as a remote control and or watch. They actually stream all their channels to your mobile device.
Oh, nice.
And if you have a DVR, you can set recordings remotely as well.
I want it. It's how does it work, Steve? Is it on the iPad or the iPhone or what?
Oh, it, yeah, for iOS, Android, I believe, and any computer, laptop or desktop or whatever.
So you got a video? You got a video on that, have you?
What's that?
You got a video on that, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. We're gonna check it out later. Jody, you got an app you want to mention?
I do. My new secret weapon. It's called Zite, Z I T E.
Okay.
And it's an aggregator with a Pandora-like interface. So you tell it what kinds of articles, what kinds of content you like. So it's kind of like Flipboard in that respect, where it pulls information from different sources. And as it starts to learn, you tell it you like this, you like that, follow this author, follow this this blog. It starts pulling the content that you like together. But the neat part of it, and the reason I call it a secret weapon, is that you're now able to share this through social channels, Google+, Twitter, Facebook. So it's a great source of content and sharing information.
Cool. All right. We'll check it out. Brian, you got any apps?
Yeah, though you may not be able to get it, but Amazon released their video app week.
Yep.
Instant video for Prime people and stuff. And, you know, I'm looking through it and, well, yeah, it's a bit like Netflix. So. Cool.
Okay.
But the cool thing is that they have the first 6 seasons of Doctor Who.
Oh, nice.
Woohoo!
Nice. Good stuff. All right, is that a
I still want to see the original stuff.
Yeah, I'd seen it on BBC iPlayer. It's a great episode. I watched it for like 2 minutes and that was it. so, yeah, is that it, Brian? What do you want to say about the app?
I just started using it. Oh, it has Firefly. Cool. But, you know, it looks really nice, and I think it, especially being on the iPad, I think it's going to be a great competitor to what iTunes does.
Wonder if you could AirPlay that to your Apple TV, maybe.
I had to hook that up. Yeah,
find out. Yeah, and also Hulu Plus is on now on the Apple
TV. Oh, yeah, Hulu Plus came to Apple TV, though I don't subscribe to Hulu Plus yet. I will say, I just started my subscription to Spotify.
Nice, I love Spotify. What about you, Nick? Do you get much of the TV, mate? TV, watching TV?
On the TV side of things, I've sort of into the reality shows like Top Chef and Project Runway, so okay. I've been watching those lately.
Cool, have you cut the cable yet?
I am on the cable still. I only for a few shows. I don't know why I'm still on it, actually, but...
All right, okay.
What? No cupcake wars?
All right, Jason, any last words before we go? Vincent, you want to add anything before we go?
Nope.
No? Jason, where can they find you on Twitter? Anyone want to mention anything else before we go?
Yeah, you can find me at bluebilby.com and Twitter, Warlock, WAULOK.
Okay, me and Brad Olsen at Tech Webcast. Steve, where can they get you at, mate?
Here on justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude and on Twitter it's going to be chatterbox_live.
Nice. And Jacob, where can they get you?
At the Podcast Overlord.
All right. Paul, where can they get you at?
PeakGary12 on YouTube, peakgary12.com, and of course on Twitter, peakgary12. Oh, yeah.
And you also got an iPhone and an app out. What have you, mate?
On Android currently, but still working on the iOS version.
Mention the app for a minute. Give it a quick plug the app.
If you've got an Android device, you can download the... it's only available for phones at the moment. I haven't made it available for tablets such on the Google Play Store.
Damn, all right. Bryce, where can they get you at, mate?
Yep, on YouTube it's Bilster57 and on Twitter it's the same, Bilster57.
Good stuff, mate, and hope to see some more videos from you soon.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks for coming on. And Jody, where can I get you?
You can find me, obviously, here at techwebcast.info.
Every day.
Or you can find me at my website, webmarcom.net. On Twitter, I am sunswept. And everywhere else, Jody Rains.
Okay, Nick, where can I get you at, mate?
Yeah, on Twitter, I'm Woods Nick. And on Facebook, I'm Nick Woods.
Cool, so. All right. Brian?
Me.
Where can I get you?
You can find me at Twitter at Brian Boer. Google Plus, gplus.to / Brian Boer, and my YouTube channel of Modern Day Computers.
All right, good stuff, Brian. And Vincent Brown, can I just say you're a legend, mate. Thank you so much for all your hard work you've done in the past week promoting the 200 episode.
Oh, thank you. That's good to know that it's appreciated.
No, and mate, it is. It's always is. I know what you do and stuff, and great stuff. Tell us about what you do before we go. Plug your website and stuff and that sort of thing.
Yep, I run a website called Vintuitive. It's a web development and social media promotions business.
Yep.
And you can find me on Twitter as Vintuitive. That's intuitive with a V.
Okay.
And you can find me on Flickr and everywhere else except for Facebook, because I just deleted my account today.
Oh, really?
It's useless.
Oh, okay, so, fair enough. All right.
But yeah, everywhere else you can find me as Vintuitive.
Good stuff. And you you make websites and stuff, don't you? You make websites and promote things?
Yep. Cool. And if I could just do one plug.
Go ahead.
The big thing coming up this month is the Darwin Boat Show. That's what I'll be promoting, and I'm working on that. It's on the 2nd and the 3rd, I think, of next month.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Well, this has been episode 200. Jason, thanks very much for being on, mate.
No worries. Glad to have been here for 200 episodes.
And I'm sure you'll be here for 200 more episodes.
Yeah.
So will I be. And Vincent, thanks, mate. Thank you.
Can I just give one last plug?
Go ahead.
That the photo that I used for the Tech Webcast 200 celebration on the Tech Webcast website was actually a photo taken by a Flickr person called Leanne, who very kindly allowed us to use that.
Okay, thank you, Leanne, for that photo. Also, this episode is going to be replayed on Aussie Tech Ads from Thursday night at 7 PM. Thank you, Glenn, for doing that for us each week. Steve, want to say anything before we go?
See you guys later.
All right, that's it. Jason, thanks, guys. Thanks, Brian, Jacob, Nick.
See you next week.
Can't wait for the update.
Bye.
Hope it works in 3G. Thanks. See you guys. And here's one from Glenn.
Hey, it's Glenn here from Aussie Tech Heads, aussietechheads.com.au. Brad, Jody, Jason, Steve, congratulations on reaching 200 episodes. Tech Webcast 200, eh? Well done. A lot of blood, sweat and tears goes in 200 episodes. A lot of commitment. And it's good to see that there's another quality tech podcast, webcast, whatever you want to call it, out there on the internet for the Aussies to enjoy. And for the rest of the world, that matter. So good on yous. Happy birthday once again from Aussie Tech Heads on behalf of Glenn, Eric and Will.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you.